So hold on the paragraph of page Kufa Gimel. Zoyin the Kuda Daka Anmoid. So the person comes that he gets to the point where he feels a clarity of the relationship of a Bere and a Nivro. To really get there is a tremendous process, difficult. But once you get to that point, a lot of things happen. So you recognize there's no gaiva anymore, because it's not just a concept of gaiva when what you have. It's not a gaiva, it's not a nevus, or it's not a lack of gaiva which is depressing, because a person who has a clear understanding of his relationship with his Creator and how the Bereshit takes care of us, I'm not losing any, I didn't lose anything by of security, safety, ability, by recognizing it's from my Kodesh Baruch Hu. I probably gained more by understanding that. And then we become mushrish and shasulim belakus. Says beregazu hagano latzmei. That's he said in the previous paragraph. And then, like he said before, a person who's a guy balgaiva doesn't really want to stand on. As much as he seems like he's this powerful, overpowering fellow, at the end of the day, you can really easily knock him down. But over here, you can't knock me down. I'm totally mushrish. I'm totally I'm rooted in the greatest reality which exists, and I have a real clarity of what I am and what I'm not. But I have really clarity of that this vantage point of this vantage point of tremendous source of strength and security. Continuing that sugya over there in Saita, goes to the list of all the different things which a person has gasas ruach. Okay, then it brings another mimer. Amar belil akama koshi lagia l'kudas atzmeinu. So we show the challenge to get to this point. It's also a lot of mishmas elin kain mesim liba kibos. Yeah, doesn't sound so overwhelming. I'm supposed to leave Evan, which doesn't feel. So they leave Boston. Okay, comes Revolver, and Revolver makes it very difficult. Oh, it's a bit feel up. Well, yes, that's only play Barbara. So, and you're not feel up. We shouldn't just do superficial mechanical actions in tefillah, but it should be a true act of tefillah. That's what we're doing. So what does it mean? It was a tefillah. We called it a tefillah. It says your tefillah is not nishmas until you're made to leave a kibbutz, which means that that's something nitoisev on the process of tefillah. But if you open up your Merriam-Webster dictionary under the entry called tefillah, right, what you're going to see is the person who has all the issues understands is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he totally feels his reality that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the source and he's nothing, and he's truly asking for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, okay, good, now add also Mesim Rekabos. What does that mean? Okay, that Hachno itself ends up also being a form of fooling. How is that? Yochel Odom Lame Bitfila, Lahaker Benibra Usai. Aval hu shakeh ki hu adam. Okay, what does he mean? Gam malach makar ben yibru usay, aval ei basar emoy. Right? You have to remember that you are a unique individual, you are a unique creation called adam. You're not a malach. You're not... Malach has total perfect awareness of what it means to be an iver. There's no mechitza between the malach and his creator. And with the malachim have some elements of tefillah, whatever it is. But the an adam has to have a leibos. Mahi occurs in Ibros Bemis. Emes Kiatob Yitzron, but so you there Yitzron. Kehem and Bosser, but don't. So I recognize that you are the Yitzron. You are the, you know what our Yitzron is, and we're Bosser, but don't. And Niho, other Mativiov, Imi the Sai Rose, the Tavasia, Abu Amrubais, Shagitri, the Dimir Sai, Shultim Alai, Masa, Mubolim, and Akshavasai, Wubam and Rah. Kachanicha, even calls us an imam and Atsi the Thaybari, Kiba calls us an imukubre law, the Shiroshi, the Shiroshi Nishmasi, ordered by Yisburg. Musser's goal is not to fool yourself. You know, tefillah can act as a place of almost a refuge, and we really work on tefillah. You know, years and years and years. I mamash tefillah. I come and I step off this planet. I come connected to my bere, and I feel the presence of the bereish when I'm a nivra. And wow, it's like such a fresh, refreshing thing. For those moments, I get to pretend like Shemana is over. It leaves a Rosh Hashanah, obviously, if I daven like that. And I'm a little bit better, etc. I still have a Yetzer Hara. I still have a Meiris. I still have a Yisro. It's not going to make me into, Yamar HaTzadik, that they didn't have a hate in his lifetime. But just by davening. Davening is a tremendous process, part of the process of avoidance. It's a process of avoidance. Okay? So what I'm really doing, he says, by using tefillah as that, I'm using tefillah as a way to run away from my problems. So the chiddush of tefillah is Rangel comes with all of his concerns, and he's still able to connect to his creator. And he's still able to feel the Bereshit's love for him, the Bereshit's care for him, the Bereshit's interest in him, even though Rangel is Rangel, but all the concerns is called Rangel. That's the chiddush of tefillah. That's basically a kibbutz. You recognize that you're a boss of a dog with all the challenges of a boss of a dog, and that can coexist with the godless, what it means to be a nivra and connected to the bird. Those are the words. Translating into lemaisa is a little more challenging.
How does the person is that he goes into tefillah using it as a means to? He's not using his chesaron. His chesaronos, the things that he's lacking, he's ignoring, or he's.
Okay, imagine like this. Very, very imperfect mushroom. It was a little bit of what they had to hold on to springboard into this idea. I have an anger problem, let's say. So there's a fellow who's a speaker. There's this captivating speaker, and he speaks about Shalom. And he creates a picture of what Shalom is like, and he brings you into that world, and you connect to him, etc. And I go to hear him speak, and he speaks for 2.5 hours long. And by the time he's finished speaking, there's nobody would ever want to fight anymore in the world. Nobody would ever want to scream and yell, etc. That doesn't mean tomorrow I'm not going to get upset about yell at my wife. That doesn't mean I didn't experience in a true way what he was saying. I was totally drawn into it. Right? I related to it. It gave me a vision, an understanding, a beauty, a depth, a connection, inspired me, etc. It didn't solve my problem. Right? So, by human being, right? So, imagine I would say they're sitting listening to the whole time and saying, you know what? Sounds beautiful, but I have an anger problem. I didn't really gain anything by that, except for maybe I'd be listening, either I'm going to therefore like not be interested, or I'm going to say, okay, what is he saying over here, which will work for like low life like me, right? Neither of those are really effective types of conversations. Is that he created man. More than any other creation, the Russian created the world for man. The Russian expresses his godless in man. I think we discussed this one time, that, you know, Birchus Ovis is a fascinating book. Like, it doesn't say too much about Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's like Abraham, the case of Kayak. He's the god of Abraham and Israel. Okay. He's God of Gibbon Naira, he remembers the Chassid Ovis, he is a guy on the name of the Amon Trabiyah. The second book of Rashi is powerful, and he's from Chai Mason, he's Rachim Rabim, he's Sarah Stiflim, you know, Batir Asurim, and that expresses Rashi's power. What is the power which is expressed in the first book? Okay, well, let's make it more exciting, because Allah is the only people in the first bracha. Okay, let's make it more exciting. And Yom Kippur Ne'ilo is only coming on the first bracha. You're Yotze. Right? We'll put Ne'ilo as saying maybe the highest level until we want to reach for the whole year. But the bottom line is you can accomplish it with Birchus Ovis. So what's the point of Ovis? That the Russian Betulah Bechastai is interested in man. So if I imagine the way I connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu is by negating all of the being that I'm inside of me, just saying all I am is a nivra from my creator, which is a trend of Madraga, to recognize that you're a nivra. Because normally when I walk in, saying that the Rangel's here, well, Rangel means Rangel's concerns, Rangel also means Rangel's power and abilities and success and accomplishments. I picture Rangel as that whole big picture. So Rashi says, one second, your abilities belong to me, your success belongs to me, your confidence belongs to me, right? So the record of the pulls all of that out. So I pull out all that part of the picture. I said, Rashi, I am nothing, I'm all yours. Okay? So that also lets me sit there and ignore the fact that Rangel is about Taiban, about Gaiban, about Kass, and you know, that part of me also, not my mind, but his rarities. So I get to like sort of like throw the whole thing out. So I you know, letting go of the mindless, it's been my avoider for years, let go of the mindless, recognize it's not me, it's going to murder them. But the Bereshit was the Chassid Ovis, that the Bereshit was made by a girl named Abraham Ben Trovia, but he cares about the Klal Yisrael with all of the Chesronis. The true Shem Kodesh Baruch Hu is, he looks around and says, that low life Rangel, and I love him anyway, and I'll take care of him anyway, and I'm so interested in him, even though he's such a low life. That's the godless of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the innermost point of tefillah. Bershom is accepting me as me, not that I am different parts from working on it, but I'm also part of the picture with all my concerns. Then I'm being honest. Now Rangel, with all of his discerners, comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu and says, "Baruch Hu, I love you. You love me. You take care of me. I recognize that. You take care of me, even though I have these discerners. And obviously, you want me to fix the discerners. And that's the act of tefillah, is coming and giving over my being to Kodesh Baruch Hu, including the fact that I am a mess." So I had an interesting question. I picked up this sinner. Well, you notice I have this interesting sinner right there. I picked it up by the sale over there for $4. So if I get $4, I'll splurge it. So what's the yichud of the sitter? Somebody talking about it. Is it has a lot of questions. The commentary on the bottom is questions. The Shemoneh is questions, which are so thought-provoking questions about the brach to make you do not tell you a word on it, but make you think about the brach. Right? Then by mincha, the bottom is all empty. The goal is okay. Now come up with your own questions to make you think about the brach. Come up with your own thoughts about the brach. Now that if you ask the questions in the morning, maybe by the afternoon you have an answer. So it should belong there. The Marim is just a regular translation, not any commentary, because then you're exhausted. Okay. Right. So some of the questions are about the depth of what the message of the brach is. So the question about what are you going to do with this brach after you finish davening? How are you going to translate this into life? Now, in some way, that my reaction to that is that's distracting. Because, you know, thinking about whether there's good people, you know, did any Birkas Karlin today in Birkas Rafaenu? That's not the point of Birkas Rafaenu. Let's ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to be right for Karlin. Yes, the question would be, when was the last time you went to visit somebody that who was sick that wasn't your best friend? Right? But in a certain sense, that's a great question. I'm coming to ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu for refuah. And if I want to recognize what I'm doing, I'll come and say, listen, I couldn't care less about the people which are sick. Haraya, out of the 14 million Jews which exist in the world, maybe there's 1 million of them which are sick. I'm dominating for 3 of them. That's it. Why? Because my guys are very close to them. Everybody else, you know, whatever. Like, who cares? And I hear that there's, you know, so I, at best I give a cracks, you know, because that's social etiquette. Like, never. And, you know, right? And that's it. And I'm coming to Kodesh Baruch Hu, asking that he should wrap the Chayle Amo Yisrael, including my, you know, but I'm not, I don't ask my individual. I ask for all the clients, because I know that's the deal, you gotta ask everybody. So I said, this is the deal. I really couldn't care less about, you know, mine represented the Chayle, but these three I care about, therefore, but all of them, this is where my three friends to get better. That's what I'm really doing. That's what that question really is saying to me. So what Revolve was saying is that's not a bad question. Because that forces me to recognize what my process of tefillah is. Yes, I know, Rosh Hashanah, that I have no power to Barapa, you only have the power to Barapa, and I recognize that to that degree. And I'm saying a sincere plea to Barapa. But who's saying a sincere plea? This fellow who's an Achsar. And you're still going to listen. That's a fascinating point. The God of the tefillah is, and then that the power of what tefillah is, and the ability to meet the Kodesh Baruch Hu as a low life, and be mevakish, and not negate who I am. Obviously, I would like, it should force me to be a little bit different today, if that's so. But from that vantage point, to come to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and to hear, that's what it means in Russian, is the capital of tefillah. So in some ways it's distracting, in some ways it's not. I don't know, it might be very focusing. That's my challenge I have with this. Some of the things, like something like, you know, I mean, I obviously, the, you know, the goal isn't necessarily to read them while you're saying Shemoneh Esrei. Sometimes I do, you know, if I find it's going to enhance my kavanah, I can't start searching for like all the 50 questions, or pick that one. You know, I should be aware of, you know, which one I want to focus on. I should know where to find it. Okay, now he has over here a footnote. Okay. So he said before that this process of really becoming, really connecting to the relationship, it needs the moments of Shekin and Medidas. Now, I think most of us find find that very scary. Moments of Shekin and Medinus. Rabbi Tversky has a story about he was overwhelmed with a tremendous amount of pressure at work, etc., etc. He said to go to this place where they have like this hot baths where you can relax. He goes in there, and after 10 minutes, he feels like his body is relaxing, feels good, he's ready to leave. He says, no, you have to stay. So for 50 minutes, he has to stay there for an hour. So 50 minutes, it was agony. He says, what's my agony? He says, I identified myself by my interactions with people, what I'm accomplishing, by my successes. I'm doing nothing. I'm just being together with my Creator. We're scared to do that. Lord, the person develops ALS or these other things. You know, their mind is totally functional. They can't communicate with the world. So they live in a world where they're pushing all by themselves with their Creator. That's it. You know, most of us can, we would lose it. It goes into total depression.
So that already is something.
Yeah. I have problems going into an MRI. Spending 40 minutes in an MRI, where you're totally cut off from the world.